Okay, we have an opportunity to see a sugya yumugoah over an entire blot of a discussion of amoraim, machokas amoraim, amile de malyasa, in other words, on a very, very core question in terms of hador b'chatzer chavero shalom yidaito, ma'ale lo schar, o eno ma'ale lo schar. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that this Abaye is dealing with a Gavra David Lenegar, namely dealing with the case of Ze Nehene, V'chotzer de lo kayema la'agra, and a case of Ze lo chaser. If someone were to wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, what should be the halacha in a case of Ze Nehene v'Ze lo chaser, what would be your default position? You had in front of you a chumash, in other words, you're looking for the rules of Zen and of Zelo Chaser. What would you say off the top of your head?
Pater.
This is exactly what Rabbi Ami said. If you look a little below the middle of the line of Daf Chafim Adbeis, Shachu Abay Rabbi Ami, when this question came to Rabbi Ami, Amar Vachim Ma Asalo, Ma Chasaro, Ma Hiziko. Right? That we have in the Torah. A machayev of mazik. Over here, there is no hezek, there is no chisaron. What are you going to pay for? So, l'chavra, in other words, ze nehene v'ze lo chaser patur. And if you want to say, well, we have over here an apartment which is being rented out, but normally when you rent out apartments, there's an agreement between the two sides. And over here, there's no agreement. And so if there's no agreement, so you would pay chisara, but over here there is no chisara. And so again, the default position would be zen and evzelo chaser patur. And that is, as you saw, the position of most of the Amoroim and appears to be the psak of the Gemara. If you want to say zen and evzelo chaser chayav, what do you have to do? In other words, what do you have to create? What do you have to, you know, it's we mentioned two ways of understanding it. What is one way of understanding it? That what do we create?
A new
mechayev. There's a new mechayev called hanaha. Hanaha. Even though in the Torah we don't find that, you know, where it's that you pay for hanaha, but it's a svara. You know, where it's ein adam nehenem in olam hazeh v'lo bracha. So you can extend it also to the world of hedyot. You shouldn't be nehenem from someone without paying. Okay, that's one option. The other option that we offered was maybe there's really no new machayev of hanah, that, you know, it's, we don't necessarily go ahead and create svaras, you know, it's without having some anchor in the psukim, but rather we're paying over here, we have over here a machayev. We have a machayev of nezek, of shein, we have a machayev of skiras poalim, we have a machayev of skiras batim, but we have a ptur, that normally shein birshus harabim is patur. Skiras poalim normally requires a haskama. Skiras batim requires a haskama. So in these cases, we say that since we have a machayev, of shein, of skiras batim, of skiras poalim, and we don't know how much to pay because we have a ptur on the classic dinei chisaron. So we'll say that we have a shiur of masha nehene. Namely, we're not creating a new machayev, we're creating a new shiur. We're creating a new measurement of payment. The payment comes from the classic machayevim. We have an address in the Torah, but we don't have an amount. And so when we have an address without an amount, then, you know, words will go down to the world of ki nehene. Okay, but one way or the other, we have to introduce something new. Okay, so basically what comes down is, as we pointed out earlier, that the chakira would be, what are you paying for in a world of zen and evzelo chaser? If we're paying for chisaron, for nezek, so that may be pater. And if we're paying for hana, that would give us a chiv. The problem with this approach was the Gemara that we ended off with last time, that of Rav Yehuda, that we saw that if you had a two-story house, where it was a condominium, the dweller in the lower story owned his own house, and the dweller in the upper story owned his own house, and it collapsed, and the bottom one doesn't want to build his home, the upper one can build the bottom one's home and stay there until he'll be compensated for his yitziyot, until he'll be compensated for his expenses. And then he'll go ahead and build his upper story. Rav Yehuda says he not only has to pay, in other words, on one hand, he has to receive expenses. On the other hand, he owes schar dira. On the other hand, he owes payment. So Gemara wants to say, you see from over here that according to Rav Yehuda, ze nehene v'ze lo chaser is chayev. So Gemara says, no, this case is exceptional. Why? Because shiny hasa mishum shachurisa de ashaisa, that he was living in a new home, and now he's going to return a used home, and there is a difference in terms of price, and that's why he's paying. We have a chisarum. The problem is, and this was pointed out by the Rashba and by Tosfos, how much is the chisarum? The chisarum would be, let's say, 5%. But he's not being asked by Rav Yehuda to pay 5% of the value of the apartment. What's he being expected to pay? Schar dira. He's being expected. Why should he pay schar dira? If we hold that dor b'chatzir chaveiro shalom idato is chayav, it's because of chisaron, not because of the hanah. That's the question of the Rashba. I reprinted it. Binyan zechadosh v'lova nezeh mashkiro. Mikan shamanu af al pi she'ein hefsed osher shachrisa ela ma'at al yadav megalgal malav kol haschar kathi ma she'nehene. And Tosas on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph also points that out. Tosim Askel v'yahaveh points out that af in the third line, af al pi she'lo chiser kol kach v'chein muchach kulash meisen demrino le'el mishum shachrisa the Ashaisa. So to understand this concept, we posited maybe everyone, whether you hold Zen and Evizelo Chaser is Chayev, or you hold Zen and Evizelo Chaser is Pater, whether you hold Dorba Chaser Chaver Shalom Idaito is Chayev or Pater, everyone holds that when you get Hanoah from someone else, you pay for it. That everyone holds. We have such a Svara. The question is, if the other person is not Chaser, maybe you're not defined as getting hanah from him. Maybe the hanah that you're receiving is min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you hanah. Maybe we only define a situation of payment for hanah from someone else when he is chaser. And that's the man do amar, that ze nehene v'zelo chaser patur, not because he's not getting hanah, but he's not getting hanah from the owner. And so over here, the moment that we have shacharisa da ashaisa, the moment that we have a bit of chisaron, it shows that he's getting hanah from the owner, that the owner is losing a little bit. So the moment the owner is losing a little bit, it means that he's the source of the hanah. Okay, he's the source of the hanah. That's why the hanah is paid. Okay, that l'chora would help us understand, even though I didn't send you to it. If you look in the third source, the second source, that would help explain this Tosfos in Ksuvos. If you recall, the Tosfos on the Chaf Amud Beis by us quoted a sugya in Ksuvos about someone who sticks food into someone else's mouth, and the question is, do we have a chiyuv over here? So Tosfos points out, Yesh lomar, kegon meikara lo have baki'im sheve pruta, o ma'at yoser, that the amount of food that was being stuck into his mouth was a minimal amount. It was dafka a little more than a sheva pruta. V'achshav sheniskalka, and now that this food has been deep in his throat, k'tzas, eino sheva pruta, namely that the chisaron that we're dealing with is less than a sheva pruta. It takes a sheva pruta down to be less than a sheva pruta. Afilu iza nehene v'zelo chaser pator, even though normally we would say that if there's no chisaron, it's patur. Mikama kam kevan deshavin kol shehu. The moment that there's a chisaron, even of less than a sheva pruta, az mechayev bakol kedamrin an hasam. Mishum da amarei at garamtli hakefi yisirta mechayev bakol haano. O mishum shakarisa da ashaisa mechayev lekol. Namely, that over here we see that it's not a question of we have a chisaron of a pruta, and then we're going to expand on it and say, oh, you have to pay all the hana. We have a chisaron of less than a sheva pruta. That's not even defined as a chisaron. But what is it defined as? It gives us an address. It means that you are receiving the hana from this person whose object went down a little bit in value. He is the mahana. That connects the two of you. And we're not dealing over here with a din of mamonos that you're paying for the chisaron. We need the chisaron to connect you to the mahana, even if it's less than a sheva pruta. So that would explain the Gemara of Shacharisa da Ashaisa. That would explain the world of Megalglim Lavas HaKol by the Hekef Yisera. That would explain the Gemara of the Apanda, right? It was the end of the Sugya, where you have the Gimel of the Ein Mishpat, Hahu Gavra Dabana Apanda Akil Kalasa de Yasme, the Yisomim had an area that was came out worthless. It was a garbage dump, and someone went ahead and built a mansion on their garbage dump. Agbe E Rav Nachman the Apanda Mine. And Rav Nachman took, you know, simply was mafkia, the apanda, from this individual, because he wasn't paying rent. This was a case of zelo chos. There was a garbage dump. So does Rav Nachman hold they have to pay rent because he holds zenev zelo choser is chayav? So Gemara says, no, ahu meikara, Karmunoi have a diary boy. There were some gypsies who were squatting on that land. And they would pay a minimal rent for their tents. Namely, that this is a case where we have a small chisaron, and yet this small chisaron will generate an entire rent. This is the same principle, that the small chisaron creates a reality in which the mansion owner is being nehene from the Yisomim. Once he's being nehene from the Yisomim because they're losing the rent of the gypsies, then the Gagla and Malava Sakol. That's what Tosus points out. Machmas Kain, Chayav Rishalem, Ma Shenehene, Afal Pishalo Kisir Kokach. Okay, so all of these sugyas fit in very nicely if we'll tweak our understanding of the Mando Amar, Zen and Evezelo Chaser Chayav. I'm sorry, the Mandamar Zen Nehene Vizelo Chaser Patur, that the Patur is only if it's a total Nehene. But if there's a partial Hana'a, then that creates a reality of the Hana'a coming from someone, and that when the Hana'a comes from someone, that's going to be paid for, even according to this Mandamar. Okay, so that's what we have over here. In terms of the overview, the problem is, again, we still have two issues to deal with. One is also Gif Hektish that we skipped. That we'll just hold off for the end. That means another few minutes. But we have over here the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph of Rav Schora. That we have, the Gemara points out to us a little above the halfway mark on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Hador b'chotzer chavero shalom idaito, ein tzarech lahalos oschar. Okay, this is fine. Zenin avizov al-chotzer is patur. However, for a different reason, mishum she'ne'emar u she'aya yukas shoar. She'aya yukas shoar. Rashi has two understandings of what this phrase means. Either it means that when something is desolate, that there's a sha'aya, there's a demon that brings about a decomposition, a destruction of that particular home. Or it could mean that when you have something which is desolate, then yukash sa'ar, that like the se'irim, again, the same thing, that we have a demon that decomposes it, causes it to... And so over here, the moment you're living there, you are doing a tova, and since you're doing a tova, therefore hador b'chatzer chaver shalom idaito ein tzarech lahalos oschar, because you're doing the fellow a favor that his apartment is not empty, it's not desolate. Chora, this is very strange. That's nothing to do with what we've seen up to now. Up to now, we've said you're pater, because you're not being nene from anyone. That's why you're potter. You're not being nene, you're not being mazik. That should be enough. That's what the Rashba over there asked. Ani tmiya. Mashma hacha dafka mishum debal hachatzer nene bemiktas k'rav Huna or k'rav Yosef. That there is some use. Halav hachi go amrinan zene v'zev hachaser pater. Kulash meisen mashma dekol she'eno chaser v'zene nene pater kahud makif es chavero. So we have over here to this question two very, very, very different answers with a tremendous nafgamina lahalacha. Let's look for a moment before we see the Rashba's own answer at the Rush. What does the Rush answer to this question? Right, so the Rush says, Maisi mehachra asmachta v'sa'ad lidvara. Namely, this was never meant to be a Gemara which is giving a reason. This is just pointing out that we have, where it's a topping above and beyond. Lo mi bo ishu pater mishum da havile zehenen evzelo chaser. Not only is a situation of lo kaima la agra, a case of lo chaser, ela afilu tova nami oseimo shemana beso mi listar. In other words, that he's even doing the fellow a favor. That's not the reason he's pater. He's pater because there is no chisaron. But the fellow should really thank him for living there because he's doing the fellow a favor. But it's not a halachic argument. It's simply pointing out, that sometimes we have a gamzula tova. You think that someone is taking advantage of you. In reality, he's helping you. He's keeping your apartment from being deconstructed by demons. And so not only should he not pay you, but you should also thank him. But again, but the reason that he's not paying you, it's nothing to do with the fact that he's keeping the demons away. The reason he's not paying you is because there's no chisaron. Okay? So he's not really being nene from you. That's the way the Rosh learns. However, the Rashba learns, no. V'shema nomar, maybe the reason for the Gemara over here is, ki al kol panim yesh hefsed k'tzat bebatim, mishum drisas regel ha diurim. That forget about the shacharusa, the ashaisa. The fact that in a new apartment, the moment someone's in it, the value goes down because now it's a used apartment. Even in a used apartment, the fact that it's being used by people, there is a depreciation, a slight depreciation. So of course, the bed is not going to be the same. The springs of the mattress are going to be used to a certain degree. There is some form of depreciation. However, Ela Shaharevach Shematzilun Osa Mishaya Ola Keneged Hefsedzo. So here we're dealing with neutralizing that slight depreciation. Where, in other words, that we said that when you're living in an apartment which is Lo Kayim Ala Agra, you're living in an apartment which is not planned to be rented out, there's no chisaron. No, really there is a slight chisaron, but that slight chisaron is neutralized, it's offset by the Shaya Yukas Shiura, by the fact that you're keeping the demons away. And so we're back to the fact that we have a case of a lack of chisara. Okay, that the small chisaron is offset over here by this small tova that you are doing. If we learn this way, umi mena, if we learn this way, then we would conclude Sheim hayu kvar anshe beso, o anashim acherim, dorim ba machmas ba'al hadira. Let's say we have a situation where the apartment is being used. It is being used. Let's say, for example, you have a five-room apartment, and four bedrooms are being used, and the fifth bedroom was empty, and it's not planned on being rented out. And you go and squat in that apartment, you're the zenin of a zelo chaser. Here, we have a bit of depreciation with no offset because the apartment is being used. There are no demons in that apartment. And so what then should be the halacha? Chay of what? For the small amount of depreciation? Everything. This is exactly, the world of the apanda, of shacharisa, da ashaisa, of Megalgalim of Esakol. Namely, this is the nafgamina between the Rush and the Rashba. According to the Rush, this Gemara has no halacha lemaisa consequences. It's just pointing out that the fellow happens to be doing you a favor. But basically, he's pater because zelo chaser. According to the Rashba, no. In other words, here we have a case where we have a slight depreciation and we have no offset because of the people are there. And so this is tells us that what we pointed out previously about a shaisa de shachraisa, or the shachraisa da shaisa, I'm sorry, we pointed out previously that the new apartment applies even to an old apartment, that we always have a depreciation that has to be offset. And if it's not going to be offset, then you're going to pay everything. Okay, so we have over here this little one-line Rashba that turns the halacha on its head. In other words, we have a factor we have to take into account. Namely, if the owner had someone checking up on his apartment, you know, on a daily basis, you know, going through, turning on the lights, being sure that everything is working properly, and you then go ahead and move into this empty apartment, you're going to be chayev schar dira, even according to the mandam, or the zen and a vizel chaser is pater, because there is a slight chisara of the shimush of the dira. Yes?
Doesn't the pashas of the Gemara sound a lot like the Rashba also? Because the Gemara gives an afkamina between Marbar Vashi and Rabbi
Yosef. Nachon, nachon, nachon.
Yes,
100%. Correct.
No, the
Rashba continues, yeah. Right? I just didn't bring it down because you're right. You're right. In other words, certainly, that would appear from the Gemara, but we saw in the Rush. And Tosfos also doesn't mention it over here. So kind of the Rush and the sheet of Tosfos was Dafka. In a new apartment, we have this issue of Shacharisa da Shaisa. It's a new apartment, the case of the Apanda, we have the gypsy rent. But they don't view the Shaya Yukashar as having a halachic nafkamina. Okay? So but according to the Rashba, there's a very basic nafkamina. Okay, now let's tackle the Birshutchem, the world of Me'ila, which is really a world into itself. And again, we're just going to see the tip of the iceberg, but Mirtz Hashem, when Rabbi Bednar comes around again to learn Me'ila during the summer Kollel, and you'll come with your grandchildren, then you could say, well, I remember this basic chakira between the Reb Chaim and the Or Sameach, which basically runs through all of Me'ila. Okay, but let's see it in the context of our sugya. There was a machlokus between Rav Kahana and Rabbi Avahu as to what is the shita of Rav Yochanan in this Mile de Malyasa. How does Rav Yochanan hold in a world of Ze Nehene Vezelo Chaser, of Dor B'Chatzer Chaveiro Shalomi Daita? That according to Rav Avahu, Tzorech Lahagos Oskar. And according to Rav Kahana, Eino Tzorech Lahagos Oskar. So the Rav Papa pointed out, Hader Rav Avahu Lav Perush Itmar Ela Mechlala Itmar. That's, this is always an issue that when someone hears something in Shir, we tend to read things into people's reactions or lack of reactions that may not be necessarily true, and then we put them down in the Gemara as being what the person said. And so, if this is a mistake that Amoraim can make, we should be very, very careful not to make the same mistake. Okay. Just remind me to tell you afterwards about when the recorder is off about Tchelas. Okay, the Tanan, Natal Evan Okora Shel Hekdesh Hareze Lo Maal Nesana. We're done with the Gizbar. So the Gizbar, he is allowed to take Hekdesh and move it from place to place, and that's not called Meila. Nesana Lechavero. If we have a situation where he transferred the ownership to a friend, gave it as a gift to a friend, then hu ma'al v'chavero lo ma'al. Rashi explains that the chaver, by accepting it, is being moel, but again, the gizbar, he has permission to deal with things, and so he is not Noah. Binah letoch beso. If the gizbar builds it into his own house, hareze lo mo'al, ad she yadur tachteha shave pruta. In other words, he's only Moel when he gets a Sheva Pruta's worth of Hana'ah. Varmar Shmuel, v'hu she'nicha al-pi aruba. Namely, there was no act of shinui. There was no nails that were nailed into it, no cement. Simply, it was placed in a certain manner that it gave him protection. V'yosef Rav Avahu kamed Rav Yochanan. And Rav Avahu said in the presence of Rav Yochanan, v'kamar mishmei de Shmuel, Zos Omeris, Rav Avahu said to Rav Yochanan, I heard in the name of Shmuel that we can learn from here, Hador b'chotzer chaveiro shalomidaito tzarech l'ha'alos l'schar. That we have over here an equation between the world of Hedya and the world of Hektesh, v'shasak le'ihu, and Rav Yochanan didn't react, savar midashasik modele shtika kahoda velohi. That's a misunderstanding. He simply ignored Rav Avahu totally. He just viewed Rav Avahu as saying something that was off the wall. Because Rav Avahu compared apples and oranges, there's no point of comparison, and therefore he just ignored the comparison without getting involved in what he really held in that situation of Dor B'chatzah Chaveru Shalomidaito. But in reality, when Rav Yochanan got to that sugya in his own learning, he paskind Eino Tzarech HaHalos Oschar. That's the sugya, okay? In other words, that the sugya has a havamina that there's a comparison between Hedyot and Hektesh, and then the sugya breaks the comparison. So here we have to ask two questions. Firstly, what's the havamina? And secondly, what's the maskana? In other words, what over here would be a comparison between a gizbar being nehene from a beam of Hekdesh and hador b'chatzer chaveiro shalomidato tzarech l'ha'alos lo sachar? In other words, where do we have, in terms of hador b'chatzer chaveiro shalomidato, we said we have a chakir. Are you chayef for chisaron? Are you chayef for hana'ah? What does that have to do with the world of Me'ila? What's the Mechayev in Me'ila? We have never discussed it. Are these really apples and apples or apples and oranges? What, you know, like, where do we begin from? So the Ravid in Baba Metzia says that's really an irrelevant question. Namely, we're not dealing over here at all with comparing Mechayev A and comparing Mechayev B. Simply, the comparison is on a very, very technical point. When are you chayev for me'ila? What is the shear of me'ila? What is the basic, you know, tilchos me'ila, aleph. Look in the Rambam, me'ila, aleph. Asur lehedyot lehanes mikadshe Hashem, bein midvarim hakraven agabe mizbeach, bein mikadshe bedakabayis, v'chol hanehene b'shava pruta mikadshe Hashem, mo'al. What condition do we need for there to be me'ila technically? Hana'a shava pruta. So we have a question. If you put something in your own house, is this defined as a hana'as shava pruta? In other words, we pointed it over here, Hekdesh isn't losing anything. And the gizbar has the right to put it wherever he wants. Is this considered to be the Hana'ah of Sheva Pruta? So here, Rav Avahu quoted Shmuel, I can prove to you that it's called Hana'ah Sheva Pruta. Why? Because a person's own house would be a Chatzar de Kayim ala Agra or Lo Kayim ala Agra. Lo Kayim ala Agra. And we have a din Hador b'chatzer chaveiro shalom midato tzarech l'ha'alos lo schar. In a chatzer shelo that's not made for agra. Why tzarech l'ha'alos lo schar? Kanereh, that there is hana'ah. All right? In other words, and we're paying hana'ah, so it's minimally a sheva pruta. So we see that anyone who lives in a house is getting hana'ah of a sheva pruta. That's all the Gemara is telling us over here. In other words, that had we said dor b'chatzer chaveru shelo midaito is patur, we wouldn't know from that world anything about the nature of Hana. But once we say Chayav, so we see that living in a house is defined as Hana, even if that house isn't rentable. And so over here, the Gizmor's house is not rentable, and he's living there, and he's being Nehene, so Kanir'eh, this is defined as Hana. In other words, we're not comparing Machayavim. We're simply pointing out that we have over here the technical requirements of Hana. That's the way the Ravid learns. You want to read it inside? The Ravid says, the second line, V'ukma bin mi'ila, kagon she'nicha gabi aruba delo sh'aka b'binyan, that there is nothing in which Hektesh is losing out. It's not as though this beam of Hektesh is now stuck in this home. Lo chasra midi. It can be removed as easily as it was put there. V'afilu hachi imdor tachteha v'nehene b'anachasa sheva pruta ma'al. But why? Why do we call this a hana? Ha'acha lo kayem ala agra. Imkein heche mashkechinan ba sheyodur tachteha b'sheva pruta. Why do we call this a case of hana? In other words, I'm living in my own house. Ela shmamina lehed yot nami tzarachalos choschar. Kahai gavna. In other words, Alma Shmuel, din hektesh v'din hedyot, shavim hem. Namely, that we're simply comparing that because we have in the world of hedyot a hanoah shavapruta, so over here also we have hanoah shavapruta in a parallel situation. It's parallel that here we have a chatzer d'lokayim ala agra, here we have a chatzer d'lokayim ala agra, here we have hanoah, here we have hanoah. Okay, very, very nice. However, if you want to go beyond the Ravid and say we actually have over here a comparison, so here we have to check what exactly is the Mechayev of Me'ila and what is the Mechayev of Hador B'chatzer Chavero Shalomi Daito. Are they really over here the same Mechayevim? So here what we have is a very, very, very basic machlokas between Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and between the Or Sameach as to how to understand the Rambam Shita in the world of Me'ila. The whole issue revolves around that one line of Rambam that I read to you, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Let's look at it again. Asur lehedyot lehanos mikodshei Hashem. Bein midvarim hakrevim agabe mizbeach, bein mikodshei bedekavayis, v'kol hanehene, B'shave pruta mikodshei hakel ma'al. That here we're dealing with the definition of me'ila and what two options are opened up by the language of the Rambam. What two options are opened up? What verb does the Rambam use to describe me'ila? Hanot, right? Osir lehedyot lehanot. Kol hanen. On one hand, maybe the Iser of Me'ila is an Iser to be Nehene from Hektesh. That's exactly what the Iser is, to benefit from Hektesh in some manner. Benefit financially, benefit psychologically, and that's one option. What's the other option that one can be Medayek perhaps from the Shir? What is the Shir over here of the Hana'ah? Shavapruta. Where do we find Shavapruta as being a shear? In other words, if I eat, do I take into account the value of what I eat to know if I was nehene? When do I make a bracha? When do I make a bracha rishona? On a kol shehu. When do I make a bracha achrona? On a kezayis, right? On a kebetza, based on quantity. Where is Shavapruta a shear? In what realms? Nezikin, Gneva, Gezeh. Look at the two bottom makaros on the page. Kol ha-gonev mamon, Hilchas Gneva, Aleph, Aleph. Kol ha-gonev mamon, Misheva Pruta, Lamala, Over lo ta'aseh, Shenema lo tignovu. Hilchas Gezela, Perek Aleph, Ach, Aleph. Kol ha-gozel eschavero, Sheva Pruta, Over belo ta'aseh, Shenema lo tigzo. Namely, Sheva Pruta is a shear of Gneva and Gezela, which would seem to imply that maybe Me'ila is a din of Geneva or Gezela, that I am misappropriating from Hektesh. Not that I'm being Nehene, that I'm misappropriating. Those are two options. Reb Chaim he happens to explain a certain Rambam based on this. We'll come to that in a minute. But he takes for granted that there's no question that we're dealing over here with a world of misappropriation, that the world of Me'ila is Gzeila min Hektesh. Just turn the page over for a moment. Look where you have the four lines into what my kitzur of Reb Chaim. Nira, where you have those four little dots. Nira, dehu mishum dehach isura de Me'ila darshinam de Me'ila bedaf yudches. That the Gemara in Me'ila on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph explains what is the core of Me'ila. Kitim o ma'al. What does the word ma'al mean? Ein ma'al ela shinui. Ein ma'al ela shinui. That we're dealing over here with a change. What kind of change? What kind of change? So the Tosus over there in Me'ila, which Kaner Ereb Chaim was working off of, we'll see that there's another Tosfos as well, but the Tosfos over here in Me'ila, and Daf Yud Chesam et Aleph, I'm sorry, I forgot to photostat it. Says, "Ein ma'al ela shin, ein me'ila ela shinui, perush mikodesh lechol, all mirishus lirishus, mirishus kodesh lirishus chol." Namely, that we are moving from rishus to rishus. When you move from rishus to rishus without permission, that's what we call gneva, gzela, and in the realm of hektesh, we call it me'ila. And he gives an example, Umaisi Raya Misota. When we have a woman who goes from her husband to another man, Shehi Osa Shinui, Shemanachat Ba'ala, she leaves her husband, Va'oseket Umidabeket Bedavar Shehu Chulin Ugnaila. She's moving from her legal Rishut to an illegal Rishut. We're dealing over here with leaving one realm and moving to another realm. So Reb Chaim points out that v'nira dehu mishum hachisur de me'ila kisim amal ein mal alashiyun de mevur bazeh kol yisod iser me'ila hu mishum gezel hektesh v'chein muchach mehad de me'ila shira shavapruta. Shavapruta is a shir of gezel and gneva. It has nothing to do with the world of Hanah. The world of Hanah, we have a different set of shiurim, as Benayah pointed out, of quantity, not of value. Those are two different realms. And then the Reb Chaim brings what, you know, like the killer ra'ayot. Let's look together in what I quoted for you, Perakei Halacha Gimel. Achal ve'he'echil et chaveiro, o nehene u'mehane chaveiro. Achilaso v'hanoas chaveiro, o achilas chaveiro v'hanoaso, kulon mitztarfin l'me'ila im na'ase min hakol hanoa bepruta ma'al. Let's say that I were to eat half a kazayas of matzah, and I were to give Sammy half a kazayas of matzah. Would we be yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Of course not. You can't be mitzaref my eating and his eating in terms of the world of Hanah. I'm not nehene enough and he's not nehene enough. And yet over here we have a tziruf. Namely, if I steal something and I keep half and give half to someone else, I have stolen a shavapruta. In other words, that this halacha makes sense in the overview of stealing. It doesn't make sense in the world of Hanah. Or even more than that, let's move to Perek Halacha Dalet. Hami'ila mitztarefet lizman meruba. Ketzad, nehene hayom min ahekdesh, v'nehene lachar kama shanim, behe'erem echad, hare elu mitztarfim lepruta uma'a. No, let's say I eat this morning half a kezias of cereal, and then in the late afternoon or tomorrow, you need another half a kezias. Am I going to bench? Am I going to make a bracha krona? Of course not. It's more than kedei achilas pras. After 9 minutes go by, I can no longer make a bruch. I can't even mitztaref that which I ate with that which I'm going to eat. But in the world of Me'ila, we can be Mitzarif half a pruta and half a pruta, half a pruta in 2004 and half a pruta in 2019, and I'm over Me'ila. This has nothing to do with Hana'a. The Hana'a of 2004 is long, long gone. But in terms of Gezela, who cares about the world of time? The world of Gezela is a world of value. Value is something that adds up, like, you know, where it's that it's increments, like in a bank, right? I get 4%, I get even a 0.5% interest. After 10 years, I have money in the bank. A little, you know, here and here and here, it adds up. Value adds up. Hana'a doesn't add up. The Rambam paskens Gemara, that in Hana'a, we can in Me'ila, we can combine two people. In Me'ila, we can combine things over the course of time. Says Rav Chaim, this is a world of Gezel. So we have four things on your behind. We have the drasha of Shinui. We have the world of Shavapruta. We have the tziruf of two people. And we have the tziruf of time. We look at it in Reb Chaim. He says, first we have the drasha Ein Mala La Shinui. A mavur mizeh di'isra mi'ilo hu mishum Gezel hekdesh. V'chein muchach de mi'ilo shiro bepruta. And then, tziruf es ha'mi'ilo lizman meruba. All of these, it's where we're Sherlock Holmes over here. We add up all of these proofs, and we get QED. Maybe Shum Shadin Gezelaba. Ulahachi hu de mitztarif v'kol gavna v'shiro kipruta k'din gezel. Okay. Once we say this, now Reb Chaim is able to answer a question that Tosfos asks. Let's look at the Rambam. Again, you have the Rambam in front of you in Perek Chet halacha aleph and perek chet halacha bet. Okay, perek chet halacha aleph. Ha po'alim shehein osin behekdesh. There's a field of hekdesh. We're growing grapes of hekdesh. Okay? Af al pi shepasku imohen mezonos. Even though the workers were given a right to have lunch on the job, lo yochu migrogro shel hekdesh. They can't touch those grapes. Those grapes are hekdesh. V'im achlu ma'alu. Ela hekdesh nosen lehem demei mezonos. In other words, that the gizbor will give them $5 to go to the coffee store and buy themselves, you know, go to Kofix and buy a sandwich and buy a coffee. And that will be their lunch. But they can't eat. They have no right to eat hekdesh. Generally, what's the halacha when a poa works in a field, harvesting the field? He's allowed to eat, right? He's not allowed to put it into his kelim, but he's allowed to eat. That's mufka over here. Why is that mufka? Why is that mufka? Because we have a drasha of re'acha, that the only heter of eating is that of re'acha. You can eat from that of your neighbor, not from that of hekdesh. Next halacha, hadosh karshine hekdesh, hareze chosem es hapara. We have a similar halacha. If an animal is working to thresh grains of hekdesh, even though normally we have an isur of muzzling your animal, here we have a chiyuv to muzzle your animal. We're not allowed to allow the animal to eat these grains. They belong to hekdesh. So Tosus asks the question, this is where Reb Chaim begins, why do we need two drushas? You have it? The second line of Tosus. Achein sham betosvos hikshu. Lama lanu likra de reyacha lemute hekdesh. Tepukle mikra de disha. Why can't we learn out the poel from the animal? That we know that these two are compared. Hamakshin and chosem lenechsam. We compare the person to the animal, that each of them have a right to eat, and if we have a drasha that one of them can't eat, the chara automatically the other one can't eat. Why do we need over here two drashas? And kein hachinami neilav po mishor binyan hektesh lama lankrod dereyacha lemiutei hektesh. And what Tosfos says, why do we require two drashas? But the Rambam quotes both drashas. So Reb Chaim wants to say it's because we have over here, no puns intended at all, apples and oranges. Namely, we have over here two different worlds. When a person eats hekdesh, that's called me'il. An animal is a totally different issue of a separate iser. Namely, me'ila is a world of mamonos. And the world of an animal eating hektesh is an issue, nothing to do with stealing. In other words, I can't feed an animal my own hektesh. If it's my hektesh, I can't give it to an animal. It has nothing to do with stealing. In other words, one of them is in a world of choshen mishpat, and one of them is in a world of yaradeh. These are two different worlds. That's what Reb Chaim answers. That this whole din that we said of gezel lo shayach ela bepoel, the Havidin Mama. I'm at the second three dots, or four dots. The Havidin Mama. Generally, Yeshlo Rishut Lechol. Generally, we have a Gzeras HaKasuv that a poel is allowed to eat, it's not called Gezel. And here we have a Din Reyachat to call it Gezel. Mashen came Bishor, Lo Havidin Mamon, Isura Isa al Bal Habayis, Milav de Los Achsam. Imkein Haleka, Mide de Lishre, Lisura de Hektesh. These are two totally different realms. We need two totally different drushas, etc., etc. That's the context of Reb Chaim. Okay? But Reb Chaim clearly holds that the world of Me'ila is a world of Gezel. Tosus, on the other hand, who says that you could learn out one from the other, Kanera, how does Tosus himself hold? That was the Iser of Me'ila? Hana. Right? And therefore, might have to do whether your nana, your animal is nana, it's all one and the same. No. So tell me, how does the Rambam subsume the world of Dor B'chatzer Chavero Shalom Idaito? Where does he bring it down in Halacha? Gzela V'Aveda. Namely, so according to the Rambam, it's beautiful. The Havamina of the Gemara is beautiful according to the Rambam. That in the Havamina of the Gemara, we have two dinim of Gezel. We have a din of gezel of being nehne from hektesh. That's din of gezel. We have a din of gezel of being nehne michotzer chaveru shalom idaito. That's brought in hilchos gzela, and therefore Rav Avahu said, Shmuel said, that we can learn that one from the other, because they're both dinim of gezel. Okay. Tosos, we pointed out, how does he learn me'ila? Hana. How does Tosos learn the world of dor b'chotzer chaveru shalom idaito? No, I mean, our whole sugya, how did Tosus learn it? In other words, what, that if you're chaser a little bit, you pay a lot? Because what are you paying for? Hana. All right, so Tosus, in other words, so according to the Reb Chaim, everything is l'shitasa. Tosus is l'shitasa, that we have mi'ilah as a din of hana'a, and dor b'chatzer chaver shalom idaito is a din of hana'a. The Rambam is l'shitasa, that Mi'ilah is a din of Gzela, and Dor B'chatzer Chaver Shalom Idaito is a din of Gzela. And so everything is fine and good. But not everyone learns like Reb Chaim. Even though Reb Chaim had four very powerful proofs. However, if you look in the Or Sameach, the Or Sameach says, this after the Rambam, after Ubiya Rabbeinu B'Perush HaMishnah. Nachon, we have a Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, but that was preceded by a Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. And there the Rambam writes, Dze gam kein midin pegam v'nehene b'netilasa mirishus hekdesh pogem ze u'b'nesinasa l'chaveiro nehene shemiskabed ba v'naase ritzono shiadigia hadover l'zulasa, that when the gizbor gives over something to someone else, he gives a matana, there is hana'a. And that's the source of Me'ila, calls it Benesina. B'mechira, okay, after Mechavero, notro b'shvil to'elat atzmo, b'shvil matarasa. In Mechira, kal v'chomer, there's a din of Hanoa. Im higia el matara, shaya rotze, haino shi'ekone lo, oso chefetz, zemikri nehenev amal. Namely, the Easter of Me'ila isn't the fact that it went from Rishus of A to Rishus of B. The Easter is that there was a quid pro quo. There was a Hanoa that was received by the giver, or by the seller. That's the Iser of Me'ilah, to be nehene. V'shahainu kanu lo oso chefet to mikri nehene umal. Im lo higia el matara, have pegam bilvam, lo nehene v'lo mal. Ze biur kol divarav. V'ein b'chol divir rabbeinu me'ilah dehotzah mirashus l'rashus, shechitshur abosenu v'tosos. That Tosos that we read on Daf Yud Chesem at Aleph, that shinui means mirashus l'rashus, that's Tosis's concoction. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara says shinui. Maybe shinui means nehene, right? V'chein muchach b'kula b'raisa. But why look at the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos? Let's look at our Rambam. Right? The Rambam on our Gemara. Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Natal Evan Okora Shel Hekdesh Lo Ma'al. Simply when the Gizbor takes an Evan of Hekdesh and moves it from place to place. Hare Lo Nehene Adayin. Bana Oso B'toch Beiso Ma'al. Nasan Al Gabe Chalon Shebetikra V'lo Chibra Lo Ma'al Ad Shiyadur Tachteh B'sheva Pruta. She'ein zo hana'a hanikeres. What is the Rambam talking about over here, time after time? What verb is being used? Hana'a, hana'a, hana'a. Let's look at the next Rambam. Perek Vav Halachates. It's the same Mishnah over there. Natal pruta shel hekdesh v'nosna lebalan. In other words, if you take a pruta of hekdesh and you give it to a bathhouse owner, af al pi shelo rochatz, even though you haven't yet used the bathhouse, ma'al. Why? Hare nehene b'hiyoso rochets b'chol eis shiyirtze. Namely, what over here is the Easter of Me'ila? Purely hana. And that's the context of our Gemara. Namely, in Achinami, Reb Chaim has an interesting raya from the beginning of Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Aleph, and he has an interesting raya from the end of Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Ches. But our Gemara, Natal Korah, is Perek Vav, and Perek Vav deals with Hana. And so the Or Sameach says, we're dealing over here with a world of Hana. That's what the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Gezela over here, about Hotzah Mirishus Lirishus V'chule. And so we have a track of Hana. And therefore, according to Or Sameach, that's all that you have in the world of Me'ila. You just have Hana. And so, so what will he do with the Rambam? The Rambam says Dor b'chatzer chavero shalom idaito is in Hilchos Gezela. How can the Havrin of the Gemara compare the two? So here, David mentioned we have the Ravid, right? That in the Chinami, there's no need to have the same Machayiv in order to compare. Anyway, you should just be aware that this Machlokas of Reb Chaim and the Or Sameach, each of them have totally polar views of what is Me'ila. As you can figure out from the few times that I've quoted Rav Chunstein, what would Rav Chunstein, how would he understand the Rambam?
That it can sometimes be
both. Nachon, that there are two tracks of Me'ila. That the Me'ila, you know, you have to check every case on its own. Sometimes Me'ila is a din of Hotzah, of Gezel, and sometimes it's a din of Hana'ah. You don't have to necessarily assume that Me'ila is monochromatic. That Rav Chunstein's world was a world of complexity, not a world of simplicity. And in a world of complexity, there's no reason why a halacha category has to have only one set of rules. You can have parallel sets of rules within halacha categories. Okay, so that's the way. So, you know, so if you ever come across any of Rav Chunstein's articles on Me'ila, you will find, and the Rambam has two tracks of Me'ila, right? That on one hand, it's Nehene, on the other hand, it's Sheva Pruta. It's not as though we have to necessarily redefine Hana'a as Gezela. Hana'a is Hana'a, and there's also a track of Sheva Pruta, and the two of them can work simultaneously, either way, either or. Okay. And to a certain degree, you can say it's Tosfos. The Tosfos on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph speaks about it as a Shinui Rishus, and yet Tosfos asks from the world of Reacha to the world of Disho, and I was assuming that they're both basically Dinim of Hana. In other words, that there's no stira in Tosfos. Then, of course, it's two Deos in Tosfos. In other words, there are two perspectives on the world of Me'ila. Yes?
So, then, according to that approach, when we would see the you know, paragraph of Aleph, we would read it that it's kind of two independent clauses. Also, meaning if you would eat a shear of hekdesh, even though it was less than shor pruta, that would be aser. And then also, b'chol ha'ayim shor pruta mikachay hashem, two separate.
It's an option, or we'll say that we have a gzeras hakasuv, that the shear, that since we have these two tracks of hana and gzela, b'cholzo, we're going to give one shear. We're going to give both of them the shear of the quantity. Okay, it's an open question. It's an open question. You could say that when you're dealing with the gizbor between himself and himself, that's in yin of hana'ah. And when you're dealing with this giving it to someone else, that's hotzah mirishus l'rishus. Then we could have two tracks, even within the same b'raisa. Okay. Tov. This is all, okay, so these are all the Rambams that I quoted for you, and the Reb Chaim, and the Or Sameach. Okay. Now, all of that which we said was all in the Havamin of the Gemara, right? That which Rav Avahu assumed from Rav Yochanan's silence that he agreed with. But the Gemara says no. Rav Yochanan really holds Dor B'chatzar Chavero Shalomi Daito is Patur. And B'chol Zot, there is no Stira over here. Why? Because Kidderabba, Dama Rabba, Hekdesh Shalomi Das, Kehedyot Midas Dame. What is the meaning of this phrase? What have we done in this phrase by saying Hekdesh Shalomi Das, Kehedyot Midas Dame? Have we, and again, in the Havamina we had a parallelism, an equation between Hekdesh and Hedyot. Have we broken that parallelism by saying that Hekdesh Shalom Midas, Kehedyot Midas Dame? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Zosomeris, Midakatani Kidar, I'm sorry. The Havamina was Midakatani Kidar Tachte Chayav. Afagav the Shalom Midas Hekdesh Avad. So Gemara answers, but Hekdesh Leka Lameimar Shalom Midas, the Das Shchina Ika, Hilkach Kehedyot Midas Dame. Rashi is saying that Hekdesh, there's always someone watching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching. So Hekdesh is always Midas. And that's why it's kehedyot midas. Have we broken the equation? No. We've just changed the equation. Our original equation was hekdesh shalom midas is like hedyot shalom midas. Now we're saying hekdesh midas is like hedyot midas. We've just changed the mitzvahs. Namely, in our Havamina, we thought that there's a world of hekdesh shalom midas, and that would be compared to hedyot shalom midas. In the Maskana, we're saying there's such thing as Hekdesh is like the person playing hide-and-go-seek, but not covering his eyes, right? So it's always Midas. There's no, you can't fool Hekdesh, and you can't fool Hekdesh, so therefore, it's always Midas. So we still have the equation. We haven't changed the comparison. We've just changed the Metzius, right? Originally, we thought Hekdesh Shalom Midas is like Hedyot Shalom Midas, and we're saying, no, there's no such thing as Hekdesh Shalom Midas. Hekdesh Midas is like Hedyot Midas. We've kept everything on the same plane, according to Rashi. However, according to Tosfos, Hedyot Midas Dame, Pirish Akuntris, the Da'as Shechina Ika, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach. You can't fool him. He's always, he knows what's going on. V'kasha, D'shelo Midaito, Lav Dafka. In other words, this phrase that we say, Hador B'chatzer Chavero Shelo Midaito, Is this an idiom or is this a description of the case? What does Shalom Midaito mean?
I didn't give permission.
You didn't give permission, but does it mean without your knowledge? Lav dafka. It means that you're not losing anything. Hekta, in other words, when we say Ador b'chatzer chavero Shalom Midaito, it means we're dealing with a chatzer de lo kayim ala agra. Person can know about it, it's just that he's not losing anything. He can know that I'm squatting there, but he's not losing anything. That's what it means, Shalom. Shalom Midas means we didn't make a rental agreement. We didn't make a rental agreement. I mean, normally, in other words, you know, if I know someone's squatting in my apartment, I would throw him out. But even if I know he's there, and I'm just a good guy, I could still ask him for money afterwards. Shalom Midas is only a question of Urcha Demilsa. So therefore, Elanira, Kehedyot Midas Dome, Kromar, the Das Shchina Ika, Shlo Yehene Adam Belo Me'ila. What is Tosa saying? When the Gemara says, Hekte Shalom Midas, Kehedyot Midas Dome,
I mean, like, Hashem already said not to do that.
In other words, we have an Isur of Me'ila, Bein Midas, Bein Shalom Midas. In other words, the Isur of Me'ila, it's irrelevant if there's a Chisaron or there's not a Chisaron. In terms of the world of Het Yod, that depends. If there's a chisaron, I'll pay Hanoah. If there's no chisaron, I won't pay Hanoah. In the world of Hekdesh, we're saying that it's irrelevant if there's chisaron or not. There's always an Iser Me'ila. That's all it means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Das Shechina Ika, the Torah tells us, Shelo Yehene Adam Belo Me'ila, that any time you're Nene from Hekdesh, irrelevant as to whether, like over here, he puts the beam on his roof. Is there any chisaron to Hekdesh? No. No chisaron. But that's irrelevant. If you're Nehene, or according to Reb Chaim, if you're Gozel, right, then that is considered to be Me'ila. That's considered to be Me'ila, irrelevant as to whether the chisaron or there is not a chisaron. Okay? So that maskana, okay, is that in other words, who else learns like Tosos? Look over here in the Shita Mekubetzos. Chidushei HaRashba, Kehed Yod Midas Dameh, Pirish Rashi, Harish Das Shechina. Eino Mechuvar. Shelo Midas Hed Yod, Eino Davka, Kishelo Yoda, Shezadar Bebeso, Afilu Yoda Name Dina Hachi, Lo Chasaro. Veshelo Midas, Orcha De Milsa Nakat. Ask Tosos this question. El Hachi Kamar, Kehed Yod Midas, Umasne Imo Shiala Lo Sacharu, Shekein Amra Torah, Lo Yehene Adam Belo Me'ila. In other words, it's as though the Torah said, you have to pay. In other words, you're for Me'ila. You can't get away with Me'ila. You pay Karen V'chomesh for Me'ila. V'chein Pirish Rach, etc. And who Adin Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Shita also learns. He asks a question on Rashi, Hochi Perusho, Hekdesh Shelo B'machah Kehed Yod B'machah Adami. Even though Hekdesh is quiet, it doesn't mean Hekdesh agrees. In other words, Kvar Micha HaKosuv Shelo Yenu Me'Hekdesh. In other words, that it's irrelevant whether Hekdesh says something, doesn't say something. There is a chisaron, there's not a chisaron, there's always going to be an Iser of Me'ila. That's what the Gemara means. Okay? Okay. Okay. One more hakafa, and then we're finished. And that is, all of this is quoted in the Sugya in Baba Metzia, this whole world of Me'ila, but in a totally different context. The question over there is a very unusual context. I steal 50 dates, right? I'm sorry, 50 figs. I steal 50 figs, and I'm caught. And the question is, how much do I pay? Because when the 50 figs are sold all together, then they go for 49. And when they're sold one by one, they go for 50. When the Gazlan, we're dealing with the case, he ate them. Okay, not a round. How much does he pay? 49 or 50? So the Gemara says it depends. If he stole from Hegyot, how much does he pay? 49. And if he stole from Hektesh, how much does he pay? 50. Okay? And then the Gemara asks, does that mean that Hektesh and Hegyot are really, is that different? Aye, we have over here this whole story of Rav Avahu and Shmuel, etc., who wants to bring a raya one from the other. Then the Gemara breaks the raya. What's going on over here? Right? Like what in the world does anything have to do with anything? What's the issue? Do you pay 49, 50, etc.? No, so the Rav, when he learned this Gemara, very brilliantly said, what's the difference between 49 and 50? I mean, one, I understand. In other words, but conceptually, what is 49 and what is 50?
49 is what, like the chisaron to the...
What the nigzal lost is 49, right? What is 50?
I know.
What the gazlan gained. And the question is, when you pay, do you pay that which you lost, or do you pay that which you gain? Do you pay the chisaron, or do you pay the hana'ah? And the Gemara says it depends. In Hekdesh, you pay the Hana'ah. And in Hedyot, you pay the Chisaron. And then the Gemara asks, you mean Hekdesh and Hedyot have different standards? L'chora, if we're self-called, we bring in Hador b'chatzar chavero shalomi daito. That's the world of, are you paying for Chisaron or are you paying for Hana'ah? That's exactly the Gemara. And then, that's the Gemara says, no. Hekdesh shalom midas kehed yot midat. So according to Tosis and the Rashba, this is beautiful. According to Tosfos in the Rashba, we're saying that Me'ilah has a different set of rules, right? That you're always going to be chayiv under all circumstances, where it's irrelevant of whether you lost or you didn't lose, etc. But according to Rashi, that the bottom line of the Gemara is that Hekdesh and Hedyot are really the same, but they're not the same. How did the Gemara end up in over there? No, so what did Rashi say over there? Kehedyot midas dame, Hekdesh munach lim'ol lekol haba ve'ein mocha biyado. Rachmana amar mande mishani lim'ol. How does Rashi learn in Baba Metzia? Like whom? Is this like Rashi Baba Kama? This is like the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yeshaya and Tosfos and Baba Kama. Namely, this is the beauty of Rashi. Rashi interprets everything contextually. Within our world, we don't have any raya within Baba Kama whether Hekdesh and Hedyot are really the same, whether they're really not the same. We can end up our Gemara in any way that we want. And so Rashi ends up our Gemara. They're really Hekdesh and Hedyot are the same. Fine. Okay. But the Gemara in Baba Metzia starts off by saying Hekdesh has one standard and Hedyot has another standard. They asked from the world of Nosan Korah, you see they have the same standard. And then the Gemara has to say, no, they're really different. So Rashi over there learns, like Tosfos by us, that really they're different. It's not that Rashi didn't know it. Just that Rashi learned our Gemara, if you want to, according to the Pshat of Shechina Yada. And over there he learns it, that the Torah paskins. In other words, they're two different perushim, but Rashi will bring each of them in its own context. Okay, that's what we have over here. Very, very beautiful sugya of Zen and of Zelo Chaser. Is certainly relevant to the world of Shein, right? That the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah of Shein, Meshaleh Masha Nehenes. And then we discuss whether this really is relevant or it's not relevant. Okay, and now we're going to return to Shein. Okay, so we have a short sugya of returning to Shein before moving over to the world of Regel and the world of Keren. So Bli Neder, we'll see the sugya from Machazeret. In other words, until the Mishnah on Daf Kafalaf and Beis, we have over here, as you see, a number of, just along Gemara Shein Tosfos will be a little while. We've had Gemaras previously with very few Tosfos. Here we have a number of longer Tosfos. Okay, and I'll give you more Mar Makamos, believe that there. Just a heads up is that we'll have two more Shiurim, Emir Tzashem, and it was this Wednesday and then Sunday. And then I'll be gone for a Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday. Okay, I'll be missing three shiurim. So we can decide among ourselves, okay, whether you would like to just take a vacation from Baba Kama for a while, or whether you'd like to review and have a short bechina when I come back. We still have daf and a half that we didn't review in the first parak, and we have over here some three dapim in the second parak. So, it lends itself to a week's chazara. That's what I would recommend. If you let me know if you want to spend time on Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Baba Kama or Hilchos Yisr Veheter or Purim. We'll talk about it, okay? So think about it for next time.
You were supposed to ask about the Hilchos.
Oh, yeah.